time again for another segment of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. So welcome, Melanie.
Oh, thank you. Nice to be back. I did get to a movie, and it was a surprisingly enjoyable movie. I must admit, I thought, well, this is not something I've been looking forward to seeing, but as it turns out, it was quite fun. There were a couple things that should be mentioned as something, things that are less fun, but I'll leave those for a bit. This movie is called The Accountant 2, and it's a sequel to a movie called The Accountant that goes back a few years. And it features Ben Affleck as someone who is, he's not actually an accountant. I think he could probably do some accounting. It's more that he has some abilities as someone who is, he is autistic, but he has very special skills. He can put things together and take things apart, and he also happens to be, for whatever reason, very knowledgeable about weaponry. So I did not, unfortunately, I regretted this as I was sitting in the movie trying to figure out exactly what was going on, but I didn't see The Accountant. And so I just sort of had to piece things together for The Accountant 2. But it's definitely a sequel. It definitely features Ben Affleck again. And this time, one of the main characters playing opposite him is a very fine actor named John Bernthal. And he plays the accountant. The accountant's name, by the way, is Christian Wolf. And his brother's name is Braxton. And he finds that he needs some help to help a woman who's in trouble. And in order to get that help, he has to call on his brother, Braxton. And Braxton is not autistic, but he's also a little weird. And they have an interesting kind of close relationship, close and yet far away. So several of the reviewers, and I certainly agree that it was the relationship between the two brothers which really gives the movie, makes it a little bit more interesting and a little bit more fun than it would have been otherwise. But again, I did not see the first Accountant, so maybe that one was as good. I know it got quite good reviews, and this one is getting quite good reviews. If you don't mind not being able to follow everything that's going on, and I certainly didn't. There were bad guys, there were good people, there were women doing things that you would not ever have expected them to do. But I was not so clear on who are these people and why are they doing these things. So I just had to say, okay, well, I'm just going to enjoy the action and not get too bent out of shape if I don't know exactly who the bad guys are. There are at least two, maybe more than two, quite amusing scenes. One where Christian, played by Ben Affleck, who's a very good-looking guy, has gone to a dating site. Actually, it's a dating, site. It's where you go to meet people. It's kind of like a date in a hurry, and he has all kinds of women lining up to see him. But although he's been practicing his smile, which is almost non-existent, but he's been practicing to be sort of, you know, reasonably normal guy. And the women just drool over him until they realize, oh, I think this isn't going to work out, because as good looking as this guy is, he's not someone that you're going to want to spend a whole lot of time conversing with. So that scene is quite funny, and it is actually kind of amusing. Maybe it shouldn't be, but it's amusing to see Affleck trying to be a regular guy. Another really fun scene, the two scenes that I quite liked the most were one where he is at a country bar, and the folks at the country bar are doing line dancing, and he seems to be interested in one of the women, who's kind of interested in him too. And he kind of watches her for a while doing the line dancing, and then he's up and dancing with her. And of course, he's very good because he's very good at many things that he does unexpectedly. You think, oh, this guy, you would not expect him to be so skilled, but he's very skilled. And it turns out he's skilled in line dancing too. So that's a fun scene to watch. Ultimately, he and his brother are commissioned to go and rescue some children who are in real peril. I won't say how that turns out, but I suspect you can figure it out for yourself. And as part of that operation, Ben Affleck's brother, Christian's brother, discovers that he's not a dog person. He had been hoping to get a puppy, and he realizes, again, these brothers seem to realize things belatedly. He realizes that he is not a dog guy. He's actually a cat guy. And when they go to attempt their rescue of the kids who are off in the desert, he meets and adopts a cat. So a little spoiler there, but it's a lovely scene. Anyway, I am thinking there will very likely be more accountant movies. And if you are looking for something, as someone said, you know, certainly, you know, you will enjoy yourself. You will try not to get too annoyed with the fact that as an actor, Ben Affleck is not great at playing this particular role. And several people wrote in to the Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb that he is almost, he's just not very good at it. And he makes people feel uncomfortable. Because he's like, they said, he edges over into Rain Man territory. And anyway, I did not notice that, but I could see where some people might have and not enjoy it. But if you can get past that, don't think too much about it, and certainly don't let it detract from the enjoyment of the film, then you will probably like this movie. Again, it's called The Accountant 2, and it's playing at the Maison de Cinema. Other movies that are there, The Amateur is still there in both English and French. And I saw that last week. And that was okay. Probably The Accountant 2 was a slightly better or slightly more entertaining film. But The Amateur is one that if you like spy things, if you like things that revolve heavily around computers, and if you like this particular actor, Rami Malek, then you would likely enjoy this film. And this, too, I think is going to come back with a sequel. So we may have two sequels coming down the pike pretty soon, and you might want to think about going to those. Oh, another movie which I almost went to see but didn't, is called Minecraft, based on the ultra-popular video game Minecraft, but I didn't. It looks like it's really geared for kids, which I'm not, but I do kind of enjoy I like anything Jack Black is in, I tend to enjoy, and he's the star of this. He plays, I guess, one of the miners. So that's there in English and French. You might want to bring a kid with you. Nothing else that I can see that is in English, but movies that are coming. We have the movies change on Friday. So there is coming soon a movie, Thunderbolts, and they did have a preview for that. It's a science fiction movie, and again, it's been getting very interesting reviews. People seem to like it. But it also is one that if you don't like the Marvel Universe, for example, and that's not everybody loves the Marvel Universe, you might not want to waste your time on this. But I will probably next time around watch this because I think that it may be the only new movie coming on Friday. So I may have no choice but to go and see it. In any event, so there are movies playing, some that have been there for a little while, some that are brand new, some that are only starting on Friday, and they're probably going to be of at least some interest. They're probably not going to be movies that I would say, oh, I've been dying to see that one, but I think that they'll be movies that I can get into. Anyway, so that coming down the pike, Thunderbolts, and what's there now. And if you have kids, you might want to go see, it's called Minecraft. Not sure what else I can add at this point. There's, it's getting nice out, and maybe there will be time to be outdoors. more than there has been recently. So maybe people will go to fewer movies and spend more time just enjoying that, enjoying the sun outside, but maybe not. Anyway, have a good week.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Melanie. Have a great week and talk to you next week.
Yep. Take care.